While farmers in the deep south are still mopping up after last week's torrential rain and flooding, their counterparts in the North Island are wishing they could pipe some of that water northwards. In Waikato, the generally lush green landscape has changed colour. Northern, central and eastern parts of the region haven't seen any decent rain since December, and many farms have a silvery hue and the grass is crispy underfoot. Waikato reporter Andrew McRae headed out to talk to farmers this week and met with Steve Stark. He's been farming at Mangawara for 29 years. It's about 40 minutes' drive northeast of Hamilton. Steve has a 550-hectare farm where he runs a bull leasing operation and farms 1,000 ewes.
Well, we're definitely dry, and drier than normal. North Waikato is always summer dry. We know we're going to get a dry patch in the sort of January, February, March. I would say this is a little more intense, a little earlier on. The maize crops have really taken a bit of a hiding in our area. They are talking rain at the end of February, but you don't know until you get the rain. So it's shaping up for a tough season. We were quite lucky through the spring. We got paid well for our produce. And, you know, we can cope with the dry. We have options that, you know, a good balance sheets, you know, afford you good options, I suppose.
Looking at it from here, leaning on the gate, quite a hilly property, but really just tinder dry and very, very brown.
Very brown. I've got to be careful what I do, you know. Out the back where there's a lot of longer grass, you know, fire conscious. We don't want to set anything going. It is that dry. So just treat things cautiously.
How's it affecting stock?
Stock are doing reasonably well. They've got water, which is the most important thing. I have heard of areas where the water is drying up. That would be a major concern. You've got to have access to water.
Do you have to destock when it gets as dry as this?
This year I'm actually buying in feed to try and alleviate the stock. We're waiting for cull ewes to go. We've got 200 booked in and they've been on the list for 4 weeks. Still don't know when they're going. So, you know, that's a concern when you need to make a move and you made the decision a month ago to do it, but you just can't get them away. You could probably send them to the sale yards and that would take the stock off the property immediately, but I think the discount would be huge.
So how much extra pressure does an extreme dry spell like this one put on you and your business?
It puts mental pressure on you. You do worry, you know. You hope that it rains, and you hope for the rain as soon as possible. But it's always in the back of your mind, you know. You've got to make decisions before it's too late. If we have to destock, I guess we'll have to, but that would be a last resort. I'd rather buy and feed rather than sell at a discount.
And economically, does it put a pressure on you? I'm thinking the relationship with the banks and other pressures.
Well, we've been lucky. We've always done exactly what we said we'd do with the bank, and we've never had any pressure from the bank. I guess for some people, it will be very hard, especially in the dairy industry, you know, where they've had harder years. And their properties are probably, the equity is diminishing, and not through bad management, but just the fact that land prices are coming down. And if they're right up there with that debt ratio, geez, you know, they will have to destock if they can't afford to buy feed, and that'll cost them dearly, I think. Just got to feed your animals and make sure they've got water. That's all you can do, you know. And if you can't feed them, well, you just have to send them off to the abattoir, I guess. And I was talking to our meat buyer yesterday. We just sent our last load of bulls off last week. And just a general conversation, he said it's a six-week wait if I had cull cows to go. You know, that's a long time to feed cows that are going to be devaluing.
So at what point does the situation get from being a, you know, real problem to, you know, a dire situation?
I guess it really comes down to how long you can fund it for. And if you're in a good position financially, you'll probably get through okay. It's when you can't afford to take steps, that's when things start to suffer.
Do you think over the years that you've been a farmer here, and we've had those dry spells and droughts, do you think each time we have one that you learn something a bit different and some other way of doing things for the future?
Yeah, definitely. The big drought that I always refer back to is a 2008-2009 drought. I learnt a lot in that drought, and probably I learnt to make decisions earlier rather than later. the hard thing is with a drought, if you sell your cattle just before it rains, it's the worst decision you made. But if it didn't rain, well, it's the best decision you made, and you don't know until 2 weeks later. So, you know, it's a tough position to be in, because you're talking tens of thousands of dollars just like that. You know?
So it's a real gamble.
It is basically. You know, what's the weather going to do in 2 weeks? You know, who knows? I mean, even the weather forecasters, they give you a bit of an idea, but you know, you can't bank on anything until it falls out of the sky, can you?
So with these extra pressures, and you've been doing it for a while, do you get to the point where you think, maybe I've had enough?
No, I'm not there yet. No, it takes a lot to knock that into me, I think. I do believe that you grow pretty much the same amount of grass every 12 months, and if you're not growing it in the summer, you'll probably grow it in the winter. So, you know, do the best you can. The beauty of pastoral farming is you've got 12 months to make money. It's not like your cash cropping where it's all condensed into 3 or 4 months. We used to grow a lot of maize on this area, and we found you could have 2 dry months in a 12-month period and your crops were devastated. Your income was devastated for 12 months. With pastoral farming, you know, you spread that risk over all 12 months. So you can recoup, you know.
North Wakato farmer Steve Stark. If 100 millimetres of rain doesn't fall in the next 2 weeks, it's expected an adverse event or drought will be declared.